It's the official podcast, episode 300.
And three.
And three, yes, sir. And what a crazy, wild week it's been, Jackson. How's the new house?
I didn't do anything. Oh, yeah. It's pretty good. I thought you were going to start drama with me there. Way the internet's been going this last week, I didn't know what to expect coming out of the gate. So
I was just trying to get us off on something positive. Jackson's got a lovely new abode.
You showed me
a video.
You didn't respond. I didn't know you got that video, so it's nice to hear that you did see it. I guess you were saving it for the show.
I thought I responded. I'm sorry. It's beautiful, Jackson. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I finally I moved in. I moved in like 2 weeks ago, but it's still been a process of, you know, when you move into somewhere for the first time, you kind of get used to it and you make changes as you go along. So I've installed my cinema room, basically. I got that all installed with a projector and screen and couches and stuff. And now
Does it just loop the Star Wars trilogy and the Jurassic Park movies?
Yeah, it's only Star Wars in there, yeah.
Yeah, that's
actually
pretty cool.
Unironically, fuck, I can't believe it. Yeah, the first thing I watched in the cinema room was the new Andor TV series.
Yeah,
Star Wars show.
Surprisingly. Really?
Yeah.
What a way to break it in.
Yeah. I'll break it in with something good like Interstellar tomorrow. Really get it going.
Jackson, how many times have you seen Interstellar?
Probably, I want to say 4 times.
Okay, I weirdly am in the same boat as you. I have watched it 4 separate times.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
It is good.
It's so good.
It's not even that I watched it because it's good. I just had 4 separate groups of people within the same week want to watch it. And coincidentally, I was like, it's a good movie. I'll watch it again. So I'm with you on that boat. I've seen it a bunch.
So you didn't see it because it was a good movie. You just saw it because people wanted to see it?
No. So I watched it the first time. Obviously, I hadn't seen it, so I didn't have any opinion on it. And I was like, wow, that was a good movie. And then, like, my brother came into town 3 days later and was like, yo, let's watch Interstellar. And I was like, okay, I'll watch it again. And then it just kept happening over, like, the course of a month.
Yeah,
and every time I was like, oh, it's a good movie, I'll watch it again. So I've seen it, like, 4 times.
You guys give me so much shit for seeing Jurassic World 11 times.
That's different.
That's exactly why.
That's totally different.
I saw it 11 times with different people, though.
No, you didn't.
There's no way you saw it. You're telling me 11... Somehow, 11 groups of people.
All right, maybe not 11. More like maybe 6 times. Half of that. Yeah. Half of the amount of times I've seen it, I saw it with different people.
That's a little more believable, even though I'm still a little skeptical.
You don't believe? I know at least six. I've known at least 6 people in my life.
You're saying you saw it one-on-one. So you're like, hey, John, we're going to go see this. Hey, Tim, we're going to go see this. Like, you're telling me 6 times you went with one other person to see it.
Yeah, I went with, like, different family members and then different friends.
Why not just do it all together at once? Well,
that's a lot of, like, scheduling just for Jurassic World. I'd rather just see it 11 times.
Okay, now you're making sense. Now you're speaking a language I understand.
Yeah. What's the movie you guys have seen the most times, Kaya?
Mad Max Fury Road.
Oh my god, it's always Mad Max.
It's a good choice.
It's a great fucking movie. It's the best movie ever made. It just, with the reviewings, it never even gets old. It's such a good movie. Like, none of the action scenes or anything, none of it gets old. It's so fucking good. Great movie.
Yeah, you want
to
watch
That's probably not my answer to the question, though. That's just coincidental. If we're answering that question, my answer is The Matrix. I would put it on, like, every single night before I went to bed as a kid. I was obsessed with it.
It's so good, though.
The first Matrix movie
has aged really well.
Mm-hmm.
Have you watched it recently?
I did, yeah.
How recently?
The original one is okay, if that's the one you mean, Andrew. Yeah, yeah.
That one's good. I'm not, like, calling Charlie out. I'm not like, how recently, huh? I'm just wondering how long ago he watched it, because I've been wanting to rewatch it.
It was right before the new one came out. I rewatched 1 through 3 just to get, like, back into the swing of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you watch it or were you on your phone the entire time?
No, I watched it. I was literally in a car doing nothing but watching it because it was on the way up to Pennsylvania for Tiana's family.
It is a good movie.
So you didn't watch it in a cinema setting, though?
No, I can't say I had a private screening of The Matrix from 1999 set up.
Okay, Jackson.
So you watch it on like a mobile phone or tablet or something?
Okay, Jackson, you have a home theater. That's great. Yeah, we're so proud of you. Good job.
I've got a home theater. This is how Steven Spielberg wanted me to watch stuff.
Yeah.
True.
I can watch anything in the way he wants now. Should we talk about drama?
Whatever you want to talk about, big guy. You've got the stage.
It's been a big week, guys. Andrew hasn't shut up about it. He loves drama. He lives for it.
That's right. That's all I do.
So what happened, Andrew?
I have literally no idea.
Playing dumb, fine.
All right. If you want to fill in, I was going to try to guess to my
I want him to add a bit. Maybe he'll get it right.
Okay. Go for it. Here is what I know from secondhand opinions and what people have posted. So this takes place on the website twitch.tv. Am I right about that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, correct. Great.
Yes.
Most drama does.
Okay, so there was some drama amongst big streamers, including, I know XQC is involved, as well as Miss Kiff, right?
Oh, this guy's good. He's on it.
And then...
Are you clairvoyant? Are you reaching into a different dimension to pull out these names?
Right now he's got a Ouija board out and he's getting all the information.
I've got everything minimized. I'm not cheating. I'm trying very hard. Sure. And then there's a guy named Train, which I think stands for Train Wrecks. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so apparently Ms. Kiff was like against gambling on stream. Really bad. He was like really upset about it. So he started fighting with XQC, going like, hey, stop gambling on stream. And then XQC was like, go fuck yourself. And then Twitch announced that they're banning gambling on stream. So none of this mattered. Is that right?
Apparently they didn't really ban it.
Yeah, I mean, so the bill like still kind
none of,
big.
Of it mattered.
You're like still waiting around in the shallow pool, the kiddie pool.
Yeah, that's as far as I got. So, Charlie, if you would like to pull out the fucking lexicon of terms and people and fill us all in, I'm desperate to hear about this.
I've been
point.
Looking at it casually from a casual audience, someone that's not terminally online in that sense. But Charlie's been living it for what, close to 2 days now.
Oh, more than that. It's been like 4 days of nonstop thrills. Like,
oh my God.
There's been crazy drama every day. From scamming
to...
Oh, it's been... Like, I haven't, you know, because when I sleep, I miss things.
Yeah.
You just have to stop sleeping, then.
I know.
Have you got your phone set up to with like red alerts every time a new live stream fails? Subreddit
like Amber alerts.
Yeah. Anytime a live stream fails, post gets 100 comments. It alerts me.
So when you say gambling, what kind of gambling are we talking about?
Slots.
That happens.
Slots.
Mm-hmm.
People slots literally stream themselves going to casinos or like online casinos.
Crypto casinos online.
And this has been a thing for a long time, right? SEC's been doing this for years.
Well, not years, but over the last year, it's been a very big thing and a very hot button issue for debate back and forth amongst the community.
Gotcha.
So where are we all at collectively, since we can only have one official opinion? Are we pro gambling on Twitch or are we anti gambling on Twitch?
We never disagree on this show.
Go in Jack order. What do you think, Jackson? Think for yourself. Start us off.
Oh, God, I can't do that. All right, let me think. I'm not for it. I don't like it as content, and I don't like it as an advertisement to children as well. I've already said that about, like, the other stuff on Twitch, like that girl having sex the other week on Twitch. I don't like that kind of content on Twitch as the audience is, like, primarily children. That's where my opinion lies.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
That's fair. So someone said that and then Twitch lost their fucking mind. The streamers did.
Wait, you guys aren't going to weigh in on this? It was just me?
Well, we went in Jack order. We're done.
Yeah, you just gave the official opinion. Now we all have to agree with that one.
Yeah.
Okay, sweet. Wow, being first in Jack order is great.
Okay,
Charlie. Gambling was the problem there with Twitch.
So, Charlie, I need
I guess.
I desperately need you to fill in more details because glancing around, I also hear there was like a sexual assault involved in this.
Yeah, that's where things get really messy. That doesn't come from gambling. That was a streamer at a party had allegedly groped another streamer who had passed out drunk at the party and then said that they were just checking on them and doing CPR, but apparently, according to witnesses, he was just groping
her. Her ass.
Yeah. Well, her tits. Like,
that's where the pulse is.
That this is according to some witnesses that saw it, that all came forward. The victim herself came forward to tell the story. So that's been a big mess. And then there was a mention of a cover-up where bigger streamers tried to brush it under the rug or downplay it, which is why it didn't, like, become bigger news.
And what does this have to do with gambling?
Yeah, where does this come from?
The only reason that's tied to gambling is because the reason that came out is because Ms. Kiff had made, like, a jab at Train, who does a lot of slots content on Twitch. So he was shitting on gambling, and Train clapped back with the sexual assault cover-up thing, which led to this massive can of worms.
The guy kind of took a gamble. It wasn't a good one. It was pretty malicious and evil, it sounds like. But so Train was holding on to the information?
So that's where things get super muddy. I really don't know. I don't really understand all of that. That's where things get really complicated. Now, even today, there's like information where, you know, maybe they didn't mean to cover up. They may have just not have heard the victim's side because they didn't like communicate with her very well or something. I don't know. It's super fucking messy. So this shit is volatile and constantly evolving.
It's usually extremely messy when it comes to accusations on Twitch. It never pans out well for, like, anyone involved.
Yeah, I think the most important person to listen to in all of this is the victim herself. I think all of the other sources are going to be a little skewed on the information. It's going to be a little weird there. So I mainly just take what the victim is saying, and that's kind of what I've been operating under. So
She was passed out at the time.
Yeah, so she was passed out, and according to her, I think it's her boyfriend, the streamer went in like three different times to check on her, like her pulse, and do CPR, which consisted of allegedly just groping her.
Right, yeah, that's pretty
fucking
weird.
That's what they told me, CPR class.
Yeah, I've watched all the Red Cross videos where when someone's having some kind of difficulty, you start, like, tweaking on the nipples to make sure they're alive.
That's the best time to do it. Then they can't fight back.
Yeah, blow hot air on the breast.
Yeah.
Give them a little taste. Induce just to make sure.
Instead of compressing with my hands, I compress with my mouth. It's that simple.
Yeah, like trying to blow up a balloon.
So is there, like, any evidence? Is there any meat to this? Because it doesn't seem like it. I'm looking at screenshots that Jackson posted in our topics channel, and some person was trying to say that this guy has like an audience, I guess, of sexual abusers, because one of them said, "Now we can mount Pog in chat."
Yeah,
and
so
then
those...
they posted a screenshot of the mount definition, which says to climb onto a female for copulation.
Yeah, the screenshots of Discord logs just confirm that this guy's pretty creepy and very much like a sexual deviant in a way. Like, he's constantly like sexting e-girls or something. The screenshots aren't anything to do with the sexual assault. Yeah. That was an in-person thing.
Yeah, it seems like when accusations are made, a lot of people then jump onto it, if they're in the right or the wrong. Like, a lot of people just recount their experiences regardless of if it is actually sexual assault or sexual harassment.
And they have, like, nothing. I think one of the women that spoke up said, one time somebody wanted to take a nude photo of me in public, and I was going to flash them, and I told him to turn around, but he didn't. It's like, okay.
Yeah, that one was...
I don't even know what you're referring to there. That seems very... odd. I don't know what that has to do with this situation.
It's just another accusation made against the guy. Who is the guy again? Slickster?
No. Slicker is the guy who streamed, but the guy who's been accused of all of this is... his name's just Slick.
Slick and Slicker? Is this a comedy routine?
I know, isn't that wild? It was back-to-back, too. Slicker had been outed for scamming over $300,000 from friends and fans.
That was different drama.
Yep, that was different drama. And then, not even a full 48 hours later, it was all of this with another person named Slick.
That is insane. What are the odds?
So yeah. how did all of this start? What's the beginning of all of this?
It all started
Justin
with
TV.
Well, so there was really no, you know, hurricane warning for why this would happen, but it started with Shit Camp, which is the annual event that QT Cinderella puts on, where streamers get together and just do like a bunch of fun, goofy IRL content. But then XQC didn't go without telling anyone he wasn't going, which obviously, you know, made people frustrated. And then after that, Soda Poppin did a podcast where he was talking about like XQC, and it got misinterpreted. So then XQC, I guess, went on stream to reveal, like, you know, the reason I didn't go is because of a breakup. So he made the breakup public, which made his girlfriend mad. So then she went public. Then they argued on stream. And then from there, the next day, Slicker was outed as a scammer, and it just became this giant cascade of craziness.
So then where does the gambling shit come in?
That came in because Slicker, the guy who was scamming, was doing it to gamble the money away. He's a very hard gambling addict. So he would message fans. He'd be like, hey, how old are you? And if they were over like 16, he'd then say, like, my bank account's locked and I'd need $1,000 from you. You know, I'm desperate for it. I've asked everyone else. They've all said no. So I need like $1,000 and I'll pay you back. But he wouldn't pay them back. He'd just go and gamble it.
So they would like fall for this? Hang on. We're not moving on from that. So they fell for like boomer tier Facebook spam?
They did. Yeah. And it was absolutely shameless. Well, he took $7,000 from a girl going through chemo. It was completely shameless.
I think it's the other way around, Kaya. Of course a 16-year-old with a parasocial relationship is going to fall for this scam.
Yeah,
from
like I said, you have to keep in mind, like, a lot of them are on the younger side, and they look up to that streamer. So when he's like,
taking
I need
money
your
from
help.
16-year-olds?
Yeah.
Yeah, but still at the same time, this is like, hi, I'm Tom Hardy. Our recording equipment broke and I can't finish the movie. Can you send me some money so we can finish making Mission
Impossible
X? The
thing is, it actually is Tom Hardy in this situation.
Yeah, this is actually Tom. He sent personalized videos, Kaya. So he'd walk around his house with like the upward facing angle that you usually see for dick pics, and he'd record a video like, hey, King, look, I'm on a really hard time right now. I need $1,000 from you, King. You know, he'd just keep calling him King, friend, pal. Like, making them feel like family and, like, guilting them into giving him money.
How do these fucking 16-year-olds have, like, $7,000 lying around?
They don't. Like,
they have parents.
No. They legitimately don't. One of the people he scammed was unable to pay for their, like, upcoming tuition. So, like, they gave money they didn't have in order to try and help the streamer they liked.
God, that is
pathetic,
sad.
Though.
Yeah, I mean,
imagine thinking that someone you've never met before is so much more important than you that you need to give up your dreams of going to college just so they can like record a video. That's pathetic.
He didn't use it to record a video. He used it to gamble.
But he said he was going to record a stream or a video or whatever, right?
No. You're misunderstanding. No. He said he was going to pay them back with interest. Like he was going to pay them back. Like you know, you give me $1,000, I'll give you $1,100 back in 2 months.
That's a little better, but I still wouldn't gamble my college tuition on this. I mean,
did he tell them that he was gambling? Did he say like the reason why I'm going to give you more back in the future is because I'm going to win big?
Is nobody listening? No, he said he always said my bank account is locked and I'm unable to access my funds, so I need like $1,000 because he'd either say like my grandma has corona or you know I need to you know book this flight back because I'm out of the country and you know I can't be stranded.
And
here
now
or
this was
like
XQC
that.
Gambling, right, Charlie?
Whose city did he grab again?
It was so fucking wild, though. I think Kaya especially would really like the videos he sent. They are so goofy.
I am mesmerized. I mean, I guess I didn't have high hopes for the average Twitch viewer, but that's something entirely.
Over 300,000
Twitch.
Good call, Kaya. Good call.
300,000 doubloons from friends and fans.
Oh my god.
The Twitch community never ceases to amaze me.
Both streamers and viewers. It's all around just... Oh, god.
I hate the streamers. Not Charlie, obviously. But I hate the streamers. It really feels like a high school clique that just won't graduate.
Yeah.
It's just constant high school drama.
It's so fucking entitled, too. And so yesterday there was a tweet from... Not a tweet, sorry. Like an announcement from Twitch that I guess they changed some of the revenue splits.
That was this morning, actually.
Yeah, and people were mad, and I don't know the whole math of it, and who gives a shit. But point is, like, the replies were half and half. Half of them were streamers seemingly angry that, you know, Twitch takes any money from them for providing the service that they do. And the other half was Twitch viewers bitching and complaining that they have to sit through advertising from time to time on a website that is, again, free.
I can elaborate on why that's a big deal. So Twitch for a while has had these 70-30 splits for their bigger partners. That's something they've had for like as long as I can remember. Now they've come out of nowhere and saying, we're not doing that anymore. We're dropping it to 50-50. And they're not improving the platform. They're taking more money without adding anything new to it. And they were also complaining how expensive it is to run their platform, which shows, like, I don't know, it's a little fearful that they can even afford to run it, it sounds like. And the way that they're compensating for this is by incentivizing streamers to run more ads, which means instead of like 3 minutes of ads per hour, it'll be like 6, 8, 10, like God only knows. So like that,
so it'll be like television.
It'll be exactly like television with the new way Twitch is monetizing.
God.
Well, I think YouTube also doubled their ads in front of videos recently.
No. So they were testing the more ads in front of it. That's not like a guaranteed policy change. That one's still like, they're testing the waters to see if it'll be received well, which obviously it won't. Mm.
That's still a step.
There's also the fact that
received well.
Yeah, they won't.
In this context, received well means it doesn't make us money.
Yeah.
Which Twitch has to do. I saw the dumbest fucking takes. Like, streamers getting mad at the revenue thing. The operating cost excuse. It's like, oh, you're owned by Amazon. Why are you even paying for anything to host? Well, like, bro, do you think electricity is free?
Yeah, but to be fair, that was a really dumb statement from Twitch, considering that the math they're using is outrageous. They're saying a streamer with 100 viewers that streams 200 hours a month costs $1,000 to maintain. Bro,
that is correct. An understatement, dude.
Yeah, but there is no one streaming 200 hours a month with 100 viewers. That's more than a full-time job. Like, most of those hours, like, most of that money isn't going towards that kind of thing, that infrastructure. Well, it's no doubt expensive, sure, but it's a little disingenuous to paint it that way.
Well, yeah, okay, it's not the same guy streaming for 200 hours, but it's many, many people doing it at the same time or taking turns and shit. And before you know it,
exceptionally expensive. We've always said that about YouTube.
You also got to remember how much they're throwing into the void. There are thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of channels with no viewers. So that's just a waste of bandwidth and energy and everything.
It's not making them any money.
It's not doing anything. Yeah.
Well, but if there's no viewers, it doesn't like cost them as much. It's gonna obviously cost you more to actually deliver deliver
it to different
content
uses.
But I mean, you would still think
it's being stored somewhere, right?
You would still think for a company with pockets like this, they would be like, okay, we're taking 20% away from creators or whatever, but here's how we're improving the platform, which they didn't. We're taking 20% and you're going to be getting more ads.
Hey, excuse me, official opinion, they just banned gambling. Improvement.
That's true.
All right.
You son of a bitch. That was like, you've got short-term memory, Charlie. That happened 24 hours before that.
We banned gambling, so now we're taking 20% from all the creators.
I'm fine with it. The official opinion is fine with it.
That's how they expected to make all their money back, to gamble it.
That might be Twitch's plan on how to be more profitable, how to pay for the site. That 20% they're taking from everyone now goes into like slot machines. It would double it.
It wouldn't surprise me if they did take away that 20% to pay for the difference that removing gambling is going to make. Because I'm sure that's going to cost them money as well, gambling.
That was such... I never thought they'd do that. That was such a huge category with so much watch time as well as like gift subs flying around. That was wildly profitable.
Which one?
The slots category.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that one was huge.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Official opinion time. I'm fine with them reducing the percentage. I think it should be fair for everyone, no matter how big of a streamer you are. Yes, it makes business sense to offer the bigger streamers, more lucrative rewards to keep them tied to the platform. But I don't know. I don't like that. I think it should be 50-50 for everyone or 70-30 for everyone. Fuck it. I'm fine with either of those.
That
would
have been fine
if
it started that way, but it's never been that way. So it's just silly to come out of nowhere with it. And the thing is, YouTube is 70-30. Like, it's just straight up 70-30. There's no reason to stay on Twitch if you're a partner.
Well, like, then go to YouTube. Yeah,
just go to YouTube. I would think it's going to be the natural play if they go through with this policy.
Yeah, if they go through, that's what I was going to ask. If they go through with this policy, do you think a big shift happening?
Oh, absolutely. I think Twitch has been on a massive downward trajectory. Not only is it taking that money away from their big partners now, but they also force more ad time and more stream time. So YouTube, for example, their stream time requirements are like half of what Twitch demands. Twitch wants you at like the 140 hours, 160, even 200 hours a month for their contracts. YouTube, it's like 80, 100. Like, it's significantly less. So streamers that are already big on Twitch that already have huge followings, they might be like, you know what? I'll take a bag from YouTube. I don't have to stream as much. It's a lot more laid back and the split's better. Like, there's literally nothing Twitch has over YouTube if they go through with this.
But, well,
except the
I've
chat.
Always heard discoverability is harder on YouTube.
Yeah, but the big, I'm talking about big partners. There's no...
I would disagree.
Discovery doesn't matter to a big partner at that point.
I would say discovery is way, way easier on YouTube than Twitch. There's absolutely no growth on Twitch.
You have not looked at... What's the last YouTube live stream you watched? I've never heard anyone with that opinion.
Okay, for live streaming, yeah, but I meant in general growth. Okay,
just live streaming.
Yeah,
just live streaming. It's terrible.
Yeah, for live streaming on YouTube, I agree. It's not good. But for general growth, it is far easier to get a video in YouTube's algorithm than to get featured on Twitch in any capacity.
Absolutely, which is why most streamers do both.
Right.
Yeah.
Do people actually go around and browse just random channels on Twitch? I feel like you go there with a streamer in mind.
No, 100%. Absolutely. People just go from like top streamer in one category when they go offline, go to the second, third, fourth, fifth, and just trickle all the way down.
Twitch, God, what was the statistic where it's like the top 99% of viewers are owned by like 1,000 channels on Twitch, and that's it.
You got the stat wrong. I think it's the top 1% of streamers account for 99% of the traffic on Twitch or something like that.
It is something like that. But the idea of it all is that Twitch is a very, very top heavy website. Like, it is not distributed evenly remotely. You have an elite on there, and then everyone else is basically nobody's.
What would Twitch need to do for it to fully commit suicide?
I think this is legitimately it. Like, it drives off the biggest partners 100%, yeah.
I just don't see it. It's got such brand appeal. I don't see it dying unless it does something even further, like, just wacky.
They need to bring back Justin TV.
True, bring Justin back. That guy had some crazy shit.
When I went to Justin TV and I saw 24-hour King of the Hill episode marathon, I knew that stream really resonated with me.
Was it actually made by a guy named Justin?
Yep.
It was a dude who live streamed his life and called it Justin TV, and then it branched out to, hey, you can do this too.
It was
so
fucking
did
awesome.
Did a company come in and buy them and then rename them Twitch, or did was were
Twitch
they,
was
renamed
the
Twitch
spinoff
themselves?
Of Justin TV for gaming content. Because they noticed back in the day on Justin TV, gaming was like the biggest, most viewed stuff. So they were like, hey, we're going to have Twitch TV for gaming and Justin TV for like live webcam and hanging out and whatever the fuck. And then eventually Twitch overtook Justin by such a huge margin. They were like, we're just going to get rid of Justin and put Just Chatting on Twitch.
And then Amazon came in and bought it. And then what, like, is Justin on the board of directors for Amazon now?
Nope, he's just extremely wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, good for him. I want to make a prediction here. I'm going to do a little Nostradamus corner. I think if Twitch goes through with this, it's effective June 1st of 2023. If they go through with this monetization change with more ads, more stream time, all that shit, and as well as taking 20% from the top creators, I am predicting straight up, like a meteorologist, I am predicting that a lot of the top partners will then go to affiliate and simulstream Twitch YouTube. Until eventually making a full shift just to YouTube, because it's a better split.
Mm.
Why would they simul stream first?
To test it. I imagine they wouldn't want to just cold turkey go from Twitch to YouTube. So,
they'd be pulling a Ninja, where he's now streaming on like 9 different platforms, but none of them super committed.
Doesn't Twitch also prohibit you from doing that, though?
Not anymore. They just changed that policy.
Yep. Literally, like, last week changed that.
They legitimately just changed that. So if you're just a partner without, like, a specific contract, you can simultaneously stream on other platforms.
Well, that's a pretty good change.
Yeah, no, that was a good change.
That is
and
a really good change.
It's not good for Twitch, probably, but, yeah, that's a good change.
That's my prediction.
Good for Twitch too, because I remember people would have to wait like a 24-hour period before uploading VODs of their channels to other platforms like YouTube and such.
Yep. Twitch had exclusive rights to your live stream for 24 hours after it was saved to their platform. So
don't you wish there was something better than moving to YouTube though?
Like Babbel?
No, like Mixer.
Oh, I was referring to Babbel, the language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions.
I didn't realize you were in that corner.
It was a real app.
That flew over your head, so.
Yeah, it's okay. Maybe you guys should use Babbel to learn English, because then you'd understand what I was saying there.
You're right.
But that's okay. Help. It's okay. I'll fill you guys in on how convenient and amazing Babbel is. If you're like me, and there's a foreign language that you wish you could have learned in school, well, it's never too late to start with Babbel. Listen, everyone, I don't know if you've noticed the trends. I don't know if you've seen the lines going up on the graph, but anime is more popular in the West than ever. I know a lot of you were not born in this time. It's going to be weird to you, but there was a time when growing up, anime was just the big ones. Like Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z, Yu-Gi-Oh, that was it. That was all you really got in a convenient and easy package. And everything else you had to like find kind of bootleg or whatever on the internet. But now every goddamn show on the planet is translated in official dubs and this, but whatever. But the point is, why wait for it to get dubbed? Why wait for it to come over to America? Why wait for licensing? Why not watch it straight from Japanese TV and understand it because you can speak Japanese? That's part of the languages that Babbel's going to help you learn, as well as Spanish, French, Italian, German, etc. They've got speech recognition technology that will help you improve your pronunciation and accent. And you can also use your lessons and access things such as podcasts, games, videos, stories, live classes, all sorts of tools to help you pick up the language. They often say the best way to learn a language is to immerse yourself in it. So imagine if you spent an entire day just listening to, like, Swedish podcasts or watching German video games. Like, that's fun. That's just a fun way to learn a language. 20-day money-back guarantee. You can start your new language learning journey with Babbel. And right now, you can get up to 55% off of your subscription. That is a huge percentage. When you go to Babbel.com/official, spelled B-A-B-B-E-L, .com/official for up to 55% off of your subscription. Babbel, language for life. And if you have a life, that probably means you have a sex life. I'm going to wager the vast majority of people listening enjoy some form of sex, whether it's on your own, with someone else, in your mind, on the internet. There's a lot of ways to do it, which is why I want Charlie, who's the master of this, to talk about Adam and Eve, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I would consider myself the preeminent expert on Adam and Eve. I've pretty much owned every single piece of equipment from their catalog. I've seen it all. It's very high quality stuff. There's pretty much anything that you've ever imagined there sexually. So the catalog is robust, and that's always, I think, the most impressive part. You can find what you want when you want, and it's nice and it's quick. So I've always been a fan.
Yes, Adam and Eve.
It's quick in terms of delivery, or like it really works in the sex life field?
Oh, both. I'm saying both.
Nice. Nice.
Adam and Eve is the adult toy superstore. You can probably find everything for any kind of little kink or fun little fantasy you've got cranking around in your head, you fucking pervert. If you use code DEFENSE, you will get 50% off of one item plus free shipping in the US and Canada. Sorry, Jackson, but US and Canada. Some
exclusions.
Oh, you
sticks, I guess.
Just like I always do, it's time for the pine cones. Some exclusions will apply, but that's 50% off of one item and free shipping to the US and Canada with code DEFENSE. If you want an easy way to remember it, think about, I had to put up a strong anal defense because the giant toy I got from Adam and Eve was aggressive. It's a good way to remember it. 50% off of one toy, free shipping US and Canada. Exclusions apply at adamandeve.com, code defense. And finally, ZBiotics. I know what you're thinking. What are ZBiotics? Well, let me tell you something. The people who love ZBiotics, the most are healthy, responsible adults with plans for tomorrow. Your instinct might be to pitch something for fucking Z-Biotics, but hey, I'm not going to do that to you. I'm not going to make up a whole bunch of stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to tell you what Z-Biotics is. I'm not gonna like sales pitch here. I'm just gonna lay down the facts. Z-Biotics is a probiotic drink that breaks down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for rough mornings after drinking. There's another brand of drink that I'm not gonna mention that we've talked about excessively in earlier episodes on this show when Charlie and I used to be regular alcohol consumers. You probably know what I'm talking about. You know how effective that was? Charlie, you remember how, like, I think 5 episodes we've talked about how great that was for curing hangovers and feeling
God,
good.
That was good.
It was fucking amazing. But you can now get that same feeling with Z-Biotics. If you drink a bottle before your first drink of alcohol, well, one bottle should be all you need for the night, whether you have one alcohol drink or multiple. Make sure to drink responsibly, pace yourself, get some good night's sleep, but then you can enjoy your next day feeling refreshed and be ready to make the most out of it. So keep in mind, Z-Biotics produces an enzyme like the one that your liver uses to break down the byproduct of alcohol and make you feel better after a nice night on the town. It's real science. No random plant extracts, no off-the-shelf ingredients, just a way to have a yummy sip and then go have an even yummier sip and not wake up feeling like shit. Super simple. It has been rigorously tested, is FDA compliant. It is vegan. There's no sugar, no gluten, no calories. Do whatever you want with it, but I recommend drinking. It is US only, comes in different pack sizes, and when you subscribe, you'll save 20% on it, as well as a 100% money back guarantee. I'm trying to find specific. There it is. You can get your 15% off your first order of Z-Biotics pre-alcohol probiotic by clicking the link in the description and using code OFFICIAL at checkout. Go to zbiotics.com/official, and you can also get 15% off your first order that way. You're going to want to look. You're going to want to say, I happen to drink alcohol every now and then at the bar, but I don't like feeling like shit. It's time for me to get Z-Biotics, and you're going to get 15% off of it with either code official at checkout or going to zbiotics.com/official. 15% off of your first order.
Nice.
Yeah.
You said it was rigorously tested. Do you think they got mice drunk?
I don't want to comment on that for legal reasons.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
Yeah, it is. Damn lawyers. Was there more to the Twitch drama, or did we cover all of it?
I think we hit everything.
Well, no, it's like I was saying before, it's like an onion. There's so many layers to this last week in terms of Twitch drama. There was also chess Twitch drama.
Oh, that one's super fun, though. That one's that one's a little more than chess drama. So how familiar, Andrew and Kaya, are you with the anal bead cheating theory?
Oh, I saw this. I saw this last a few days ago.
I heard about it.
I know this.
All right, I'll break it down. So there's a chess grandmaster named Hans Niemann. He's very young. He's 19. He's an up-and-comer. He's been making big waves. In a chess tournament about 2 weeks ago, he played against the number one player in the world, Magnus Carlsen. Magnus Carlsen was playing the white pieces, which move first in the game. And with Magnus Carlsen being best in the world, it's almost unheard of that he would lose with that kind of advantage. But he did. Hans Niemann beat him. A shocking upset heard all around the world. And in response to losing to Hans Niemann, Magnus Carlsen made a tweet saying that he's withdrawing from the tournament and then posted a clip with the, I don't want to say anything or else I'll get in trouble. So this, to a lot of people, made it seem like he was softly accusing Hans of cheating. And that's when a huge witch hunt started. They started dissecting Hans Niemann's interviews, which were questionable, had some stuff in there. So people were rabid, trying to find any evidence to foul play. And then they eventually arrived at the potential conclusion that he was using a chess bot that was programmed into anal beads that he had put up his butthole for the tournament. Because this was an in-person tournament, not online. In chess, there's these chess engines, which will always be better than a human being, no matter how good the player is. The chess bots are just better.
Yeah, like super AI.
Yeah, yeah. The chess bots are just straight up better. And they
just
can
regular AI.
Yeah. Well, they can
super
be
AI.
They can be programmed into certain things. Like there was a guy who programmed a chess bot into a small Raspberry Pi that he put in his shoe, and it would vibrate to give him the best moves on the board. So they expanded that. Well, it couldn't
How do you communicate what the board looks like currently
to the AI? You tap it. So, like, if Hans Niemann was wearing a AI chess bot butt plug, he'd be, like, kind of bouncing in his chair, I guess, to transmit the moves like Morse code to the bot.
Of course.
Well, that should be
course.
Fairly obvious, like, well, to anyone watching.
Or if he... There's also a chance he has a very good, like Kegel form.
Sphincter.
Yeah, like sphincter control.
He has a little tiny.
It.
He has a tiny keyboard on those anal beads, and he's flexing his muscles to tap in what the board looks like while he's playing.
He's typing full sentences to the AI with his asshole,
checking his email.
It's like Dolly prompts.
Wouldn't the most obvious solution be like have a friend in the audience watching it, and then send the inputs from your friend?
Yep, that's another thing as well. They were speculated that someone could have been using a chess bot outside of the event and transmitting the moves through Morse code and the anal bead vibrator. Yes, that is another theory. But regardless, that's what latched on. People still believed that Hans Niemann was unfaithful. A lot of grandmasters, not just spectators, were saying how suspicious his play was. And then, yesterday, or 2 days ago, Hans Niemann and Magnus Carlsen met each other in another tournament for the first time since the anal bead theory. And Magnus Carlsen resigned after two moves in some sort of protest, I suppose. But he still hasn't said that he's a cheater.
It sounds
anything.
Like this Magnus guy has an ego.
He's a very salty sailor.
I think his original tweet where he's like, oh, I'm not going to say anything so I don't get in trouble. I think it more sounds like I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to react in anger and say offensive things.
Yeah, but so I'll pettily hint at it. Yeah. Constantly to the point of defaming my opponent's victory.
Well, no,
the thing you have to keep in mind about chess is these people are egomaniacal douchebags.
Right, but that's why he's doing it. It's like that thing that children do where it's like I'm trying to think of how to describe it. The idea where you're like, oh, I'm not going to say anything because I don't have anything nice to say about it. Oh, yeah.
That's called being passive-aggressive.
Yeah, he's being really passive-aggressive, from what I can see. That's the term I was trying to think of.
That's not even right, though, because he's not mad that he lost. It really seems like he's hinting that Magnus Carlsen is a cheater.
Of course he's going to hint that.
Yeah.
You guys remember the other... What was his face? The guy who accused the IBM bot of cheating against him when it was just a better AI, and he fucking cried about it endlessly still to this day.
Well, hang on. He cheated. He said the AI cheated because it had a computer glitch and it made a move he couldn't logically understand, so he thought it was cheating.
No, if we're talking about the same guy. Who was the old chess grandmaster? Kasparov?
Kasparov?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was so. Played against Deep Blue, the computer system, the most advanced at the time, and he got fucking beat. And then afterwards, he cried about it, like, oh, IBM bullied me, and the room was really hot that I was staying in the green room. They didn't give me water. Also, the robot was allowed to study my moves the day prior. It's like, dude, you just fucking lost to a robot. It's fine.
Yeah, everyone loses to robots. I don't know why chess players had such an awful reaction to it, but yeah,
it should be fairly obvious.
So just to cap off the anal bead theory, there is a chance in the same tournament that Magnus Carlsen resigned against Niemann, there is a chance they meet each other again in this tournament in the next couple days, and I'm very curious to see if he's going to rage quit again.
They should play while Magnus has a finger up his ass to sure
up the other guy's ass.
Yeah.
Hans Niemann has said, there was an offer put out by a cam site that said they'll pay Hans Niemann $1 million to play naked to prove he's not a cheater. And he's like, bro, I'll play butt-ass naked.
It can't just be naked. He has to be goat-seeing the camera at all times. We need to see that anal cavity.
Yeah, we need the anal cam that we cut between during the game.
The colonoscopy cam to make sure there's no foul play.
It doesn't sound to me like this anal bead electronic interference theory is actually serious.
No, it isn't, but for some reason some publications thought it was, so it got real out of control. So now that's become the face of it.
Oh, that's just regular journalism though.
Yeah.
Literally running with any tweet as if it's real.
Yeah. I'm glad that happened though, because it is a genuinely very entertaining story, and the fact that Magnus Carlsen keeps acting like a fucking baby about it is amazing.
Has he always been a baby?
No, because he's always been the best in the world. He's never had something like this happen. Bro, you have to keep in mind, the guy he lost to, Hans Niemann, he is, like, in the chess world, nothing. Nothing compared to someone like Magnus Carlsen. Hans Niemann is just now starting to make his waves.
So, you play enough chess, you're eventually going to lose, surely.
And he does lose, but I think he had 53 straight wins over the board or something like that. Like, and to have that snapped by Niemann, who I assume he thinks very little of.
I just should have put the butt plug in. I don't know.
I'm just struggling really hard to think how Magnus thinks he's cheating if he doesn't ascribe to the anal beads theory.
There's a lot of ways to cheat.
That's the only possibility. The anal beads is the only option.
There's nothing else he could do.
I'd like to mention there was a very prolific case of cheating in chess that happened back in like 2010 or 2011 or something. It was an Olympiad. I believe it was a French team. Their cheating was so galaxy brain. What they did is they had a team member send coded text messages that would inform one of the other team members on positions to sit at the tables in the background. So then whoever was playing would look at the position their friend was sitting at those tables and know what position to move on the board. It was fucking genius.
Ooh. That's clever. How'd they get caught?
Someone went back and found the messages or something. I don't remember now.
So they got retroactively banned?
Yes. Yes, they did.
That's so weird.
I wonder how many, like, cases there are, like, in the, you know, top level of these chess games being cheated, and we just don't know.
Yeah, that's the thing, right?
Don't these games have massive prizes, too?
They do. They have huge prizes.
So, wouldn't you think that they would have a full, like, TSA security check before the match to make sure you don't have...
Metal detectors for ourselves? Yeah.
They actually do. Cavity search... There's a clip you can search if you want. Hans Niemann at this same tournament got wanded thoroughly. He got two different wands, even going all the way down to his shoe. They inspected the pieces of gum in the gum container he was holding. Like, they went very thorough.
But they didn't do a cavity search, so it was definitely in his ass.
Yeah, but I feel like the wand would have picked that up, you know? But I think they should implement the cavity search.
Not if it's, like, rubber. Oh, well, I guess it needs to be, like,
they need to implement a deep cavity search. It's the only way to prevent cheating in chess. You know, in every sport.
They need to have that little spinny microwave thing they make you go through at TSA, you know? Put your arms up, and then it scans you to see if you have something up your butt.
The TSA is the only ones who care about the sanctity of sport.
We need that in every sport. Who's to say LeBron James doesn't have, like, a piston in his butthole when he goes to jump that, like, pushes him a bit higher? We can never
That's
be
a good
too
point.
Sure.
Yeah, how deep does the rabbit hole go, I wonder?
There's an NFL linebacker right now who's got, like, a balloon in his ass to make him bigger when he goes to block on the line. You never know.
Sports are ruined forever.
If anything, they're improved. If you're willing to do that for your sport, you can keep it. Like,
yeah, that's just cool. I kind of like... There should be, like, competitive cheating or something. I like it.
Oh, that would be cool.
It's interesting seeing the lengths people go through.
Charlie, if someone told you, Charlie, with like 100% accuracy, you knew this was correct. They said, okay, I know how to make you the top stream on Twitch and it'll last for a year. All you have to do is every stream with this dildo in your butt. Did you do it?
How big is the dildo? Like, is it like an uncomfortably large one, or is it like moderately?
It's like normal penis sized, so probably like, you know, like a solid turd size.
I mean, if it's like manageable, like it's not going to cause damage. Like, am I safe? Is it going to perforate my colon?
You can prep and do what you have to do and put it like you can take all the time in the world putting it in, and it's not going to hurt. It's not unreasonable shape or size, but it is a dildo. It's like a... You know, bought from a sex store dildo.
Okay, then yeah, that's not too bad then. I bet I could run with that for a little bit.
Wow, all that just to pass over XQC, huh?
Yep.
I mean,
I'll put it all on the line.
You're basically asking if he would put a dildo in his butt for like an exorbitant amount of money. That's it.
But the problem is, what if someone finds out that you're doing that? Like, what if they compare the footage?
So? Like, I would be... I would go on stream and say, look, I have a dildo in my butt. Yeah. Like, it's not a big deal. People would be like, I'm surprised it took you this long to say it.
I'm surprised it took you this long to figure it out. We've been watching with it for years.
All the streamers wear butt plugs and stuff.
That's how XQC does it. He has one there right now.
Yeah, every streamer's got butt plugs in.
Yeah.
How many streamers do you actually think stream with butt plugs in?
Probably zero.
No, it has to be more than a zero amount.
It would be the same exact stream. It would be the same exact stream. It's just whenever he sits wrong in his chair, you just hear him go,
oof. Ouch.
Hey, Chad, how's it? Oh, God. I would love to see that version of Twitch.
Yeah.
You guys know who really got his ass stretched this past week? As Rockstar Games.
Yeah.
Oh,
drama doesn't stop. There's so much.
Yeah.
Well, this is an actual crime. Like, this is different.
Well, yeah. So was a sexual assault.
Okay, fair. Well, I just
downplay that.
When you say drama, Jackson, you imply that there's like some goofy he said she said, but like this is actual.
You were just thinking about like streamers debating gambling. You weren't exactly. thinking about like a sexual assault.
Exactly. Whereas the difference with Rockstar is this is blatant theft. You know. So who wants to rattle it off? Kaya sounds like he knows.
Yeah,
it.
Kaya, why don't you take it?
I actually don't know a lot about this, except one day I woke up and apparently they were going around on Twitter video files of GTA 6 in development, which it apparently is.
Oh my god.
Much to contrary to all the myths that Rockstar Games just gave up on it. And the game footage is very, very early in development. It just looks like an alpha, basically. There's a ton of fucking debug information on screen from like the ray casting and the dialogue subtitles and shit, but it doesn't actually have proper dialogue yet, so it just, you know, when the character talks, it just pops up something like Jason greeting NPC number 3.mp3 or something.
It's all extremely early alpha footage.
Yeah. And still, you know, looks like a GTA game, all right. And Rockstar Games did come out and admit, yes, we got hacked. Some fucking prick called Teapot hacked us and stole all of our internal files. Which is pretty bad for them, I guess, according to everybody. I don't really know what the fallout is going to be. I assume they would have to spend some time tracking down how this happened and making sure it doesn't happen again.
From what I've these kinds of things, especially on these larger game properties or game projects, it does have a lot of like development wake, because you've now got to figure out how to patch those holes or how the information got out. And it just has a massive timeline effect on the project. So this does actually affect when the game will potentially release. So it is actually a pretty big deal.
They made a statement saying that it's not going to affect their timetable. So if you believe them, it's going to be fine.
Why would I believe them? They got hacked.
Yeah, true. They're not trustworthy.
That's a good point.
That message was probably posted by Teapot to their Twitter account.
Well, Teapot was also apparently on Telegram to be selling the source code to GTA 5.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's a pretty big deal as well.
Also had... So the big deal is because if you have the source code to it, you could presumably make better cheats, bots and shit to win online. I mean, keep in mind, Rockstar Games makes a ton of fucking money off this game.
Or a better
game.
Isn't
it still the... Huh?
You can make a better game with it as well.
That's also true. He apparently also has the GTA 6 source code right now for whatever the fuck that's worth of an unfinished game, but I guess maybe
that would be worth quite a bit to competitors, I imagine.
That's probably worth a dickload of money. GTA, like, what, the third highest selling game of all time and one of the biggest franchises in gaming ever? That's a huge profit right there.
Yep.
And this person, now, according to some articles that I've read, this hacker is allegedly, I don't know who the fuck is alleging this, 16, which is quite impressive of a move here to be 16 years old on hacking, you know, billion-dollar companies. Apparently, this is also the very same person who hacked Uber just days before and leaked everything on Uber. And the Uber hack is especially egregious. I mean, that guy got like... He didn't just get a couple of files from a company server. He gains basically god access to their entire fucking company.
He controls the cars now? He's like sending people on trips to nowhere?
Everything. Yeah, there's like a security document that Uber has where it literally says on the paper, like, in case of emergency, break glass. Basically, that's the master admin password that they have to like fix shit if something goes wrong. He somehow has that. So what do you even do? How do you get rid of this guy in your fucking system?
Yeah, wasn't he responding to support tickets and being like, hey, I hacked Uber, bye.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I love that.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. And apparently he also added everyone in the company Slack server. And Slack, if you got anyone doesn't know, is like grown-up Discord, basically. And
yeah.
Uber employees did not believe him, or I guess thought that it was just a joke or a prank or something, until he made internal company websites redirect to porn and said, fuck you, wankers.
Fucking Grand Theft Auto and Uber should catch him the way that Valve caught the hackers of Counter-Strike. Oh,
they pretend to be, it wasn't Counter-Strike, it was Half-Life 2.
It was Half-Life, right.
Yeah, they called the hacker and pretended to be like interviewers or something, but it was actually just them.
Well, what it was is, so they stole the source code for Half-Life 2 and they did the whole shit where I'm pretty sure they tried to sell it as well. So Valve called them and was like, whoa, you guys did such a good job hacking us and like, we love what you've done with your code and all this stuff. Why don't you come work for Valve and like we'll hire you because you just proved that you can like get into our shit and that's really good. And as soon as their plane landed to go work at Valve, the police were there and they arrested them.
It was so good.
Yeah. Is there no honor? What the fuck, Valve?
Not among thieves.
It doesn't have a that's terrible ending though. They only got 4 years probation for it.
Yeah. I wonder what this Grand Theft Auto guy is going to get. So he's got both
fucking executed.
He's got
make
both
it to his 18th birthday.
Yeah. He's got both Grand Theft Auto and Uber hacks under his belt. That's a lot of charges. And then there's the fact that Grand Theft Auto, he trying to sell the source code. That's just so much fucking money.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, it's a crime. He was trying to hold it ransom. Like, well, he's the thing so is, fucked.
He was trying to sell for 100 grand, which is not that much money if you are a person who's that skilled. That is, like, you could make so much more. You could make way more than that just working a regular 9-to-5 job in security.
Or just bug hunting.
Bug hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing I heard a while back, I read something into what you're talking about now where it was like, why aren't more robberies successful and why aren't more scams and heists successful on a big scale?
Ego?
And
is it ego?
It's not just ego. It's most criminals aren't smart. They're doing it for...
absolutely not.
They're doing it either out of desperation or out of ego or out of like... thinking they're better than everyone else, but they're not, or they're smarter than everyone else, but they're not. So they, when they go for big schemes like this, they get caught because of really stupid reasons. Like the Valve guys we just talked about. Why the fuck would you get on a plane under Valve's dime when you just stole their big product from them? What are you thinking?
Well, he was getting a job.
He was excited, Andrew. He was about to work at his dream company.
True.
He's going to meet Gabe.
Did you not hear?
No, I'm sorry. I'm just being insensitive. You're right. But, I mean, this teapot guy, like, he could have easily taken it and not publicized it or found some deep web unknown forum and be like, hey, here's proof I have the Grand Theft Auto source code. Buy it off me.
Well, that wouldn't have got him a job with Rockstar.
And he's also a kid. Like, he was clearly here for clout.
Yeah. True, yeah.
For the memes.
Yeah. Well, apparently he's, like, part of a larger hacker group. I forget what they're called. Like, Lapsus hashtag cash sign or some shit. I forget, but... I don't know. Use your powers for good. Be a white hat hacker.
Mm-hmm.
Then you don't have to spend time in prison.
Yeah, the wrap up of what I was bringing up, and it goes along with your point, Kaya, is the reason that most criminals aren't smart are the smarter ones realize it's easier to just get a job using their skills.
Yeah.
Well, also,
you make more consistent, easier money.
Also, presumably, there's a sampling bias because the smart ones don't get caught as often as the dumb ones.
Yeah, right? True. Also true.
But absolutely, I blame Hannibal Lecter, like the character, for spreading the myth of the intelligent psychopath. When, like, you look at the prison population and the overwhelming majority of them are, like, below average IQ. Not just uneducated, just below average IQ. Like, even if you gave them an education, it's not going to do them a whole lot of good. Like, they're just fucking stupid people.
I thought we didn't believe in IQ.
Some
people are obviously smarter than others. I don't know what the fuck you want to call it.
The other thing, Kaya, is
brain
with
juice.
The other thing, Kaya, is with prisoners. I think it's like 90% of prisoners in high level prisons have no sense of empathy and no sense of like not compassion, but basically they think the world revolves around them. They're all ego. So
yeah.
So even if they were educated, they would just use it to do bad things. Now, granted, that's a stereotype, but there's definitely a higher proportion of people in prison who don't experience, you know, compassion or empathy or any of that.
I saw a really cool interview not too long ago that kind of ties into that. There was a guy who beat his cellmate to death because his cellmate confessed to, like, molesting a daughter or something. Mm-hmm. And when asked about it, he was just super calm. He's like, yeah, this guy just kept telling me that he molested his daughter. I was like, well, that's fucking creepy. Stop telling me that. You're going to make me kill you. And he just kept going. So I just killed him.
I remember that guy. When he finished it, I think he went up to the prison guard and he was like, yep, I killed him. Please arrest me.
Yeah, and then in the interview, he's like, well, you know, I'm just kind of a little fucked in the head. And I warned him, and he just kept going and going.
Yeah.
You made me do it.
Kaya, you should be reigning like a king right now and sitting pretty, knowing that in every jail around the world, pedophiles are, like, fucking destroyed and demolished and seen as the scum of the earth and just don't survive.
Yeah, the problem there are little containment on the cages, outside, right? They're gods. It's like so fucking upsetting. I was listening, because I was on Carl's show again, to review and roast the fucking pedophile podcast, which is a podcast by pedophiles for pedophiles.
I know, right? A year ago.
Is this a different one?
This is a different one. The one we reviewed a year ago or so, I did that with Doug. And that podcast shortly after nuked themselves. They removed their podcast feed and deleted all of their social media. So why were you
listening to the Misfits last week?
Are you calling them pedophiles, Jackson?
Yeah, was that a joke?
Holy shit.
Sorry.
Abort joke.
I forgot what it was called, too. It was like a Maps Journey podcast or something. And it's like, these guys were sitting down and interviewing each other, pedophiles, again, openly admitting it. And one of them had his mom on the show, by the way. And they talked to each other about him being a pedophile. And his mom's like, haha, yeah, I knew. Yeah, I always knew, by the way you look at little boys. It's like, oh my god.
Jesus.
You know what upsets me the most about that, Kai? He called it a map's journey when he could have called it a journey with a map.
Oh, that's such a good title.
You're welcome. You're welcome, pedophile podcast. Glad I could help.
It's so annoying, though. The part that upset me the most is I was listening to one of the episodes, and for some reason, the two pedos started talking about social media. And they literally openly said, well, Twitter and YouTube are kind of on our side now. And my jaw opened. I was like, oh, they're just openly admitting this now.
Yeah.
Like, these social media companies are on their fucking side. They use the words our side. It's like, okay.
Gross.
But are they delusional or are they accurate?
I mean,
are they part of the Misfits podcast? Thanks, Jackson, for that one. Yeah. That alley-oop.
Yeah, that's gonna go down to the history books.
Have you just been wanting to say that all episode? Like, how do I call the Misfits a pedophile? How do I do
it? I was so happy Kai brought this up. It was Charlie that brought it up, actually, wasn't it?
Who brought up
pedophiles in prisons? That's what started this.
Charlie, because one of them got beat.
Yeah, I was just talking, because it stemmed from Andrew mentioning, like, the lack of empathy and shit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, Misfits don't have a podcast anymore, as far as I know, so they can't bite back. We're fine.
Oh, good.
I don't know why you're shitting on them. They never did anything mean to us.
I know.
Jealousy.
Yeah, didn't we want to do a collab with them one year for April Fools, where we take over their show and they took over our show? Wasn't that the thing we wanted?
Would have been hype.
Yeah, it would have been funny. Yeah,
I guess if they weren't quitters.
Yeah.
we all have one joke that doesn't land. It's fine.
That's okay. Shit, what was I saying?
About that podcast. Oh,
well, I guess prison is still the only place where pedophiles don't get to roam and swing their big massive balls in the rest of our faces, I guess, and gloat about how much they control everything, so that's nice.
Yeah.
What else we got?
Yeah. Let's do another.
What else? What haven't we touched on? Oh, I've got something here. I'll shout something out. Have you guys played... It's a game. Have you guys played Omega Strikers?
Mm-mm.
No.
Okay. Well, it's a new game. It's a fun little like air hockey game, kind of like League of Legends air hockey cross. And they're doing something really cool where like teams are competing for this leaderboard where you can just join the team. It's a free game. You sign up for the team and every win you get counts for the team as long as you're part of it. And the team that finishes first place gets 3% of the game's net revenue. Ooh. It's fucking incredible.
That's ingenious.
I know. I have been going so hard on Omega Strikers trying to get number one for the squad. So anyone listening, this is a different ad segment here. Join Team Moist because that can finance Moist Esports if we win.
That's so clever.
It's such wow. a... That's such a good idea.
That's a big percent, too, to give away.
It's a huge... 3% of the net revenue is nuts.
Wait, how big is the game, though?
Oh.
Well, the game's apparently pretty fucking big, because number one place, the first place right now, has over 430,000 wins in 3 days.
If streamers like you are getting on board, it's only going to increase.
Yeah. That's smart.
That's really smart.
It's so smart.
That's very smart.
Is that like in perpetuity or just the one?
Yeah. So for the, I think this is something they plan on doing yearly. So the 3% net revenue is for season one. So for the launch.
So they've basically set aside 3% of their total income marketing purposes.
They've set aside 5% of total income because second place gets 1% and third place gets 1%.
But this is like marketing because all the streamers are going to fight for that spot, so they're basically paying 5% of their revenue for marketing.
Yep,
which is so smart.
And it's actually like a legitimately super fun game. I've been playing the fuck out of it.
Yeah, it looks fun. Which one is it? What's it called?
Omega Strikers.
Yeah, it's the mech one, right?
It's not mechs. It's like an anime League of Legends style air hockey game.
Have you played Windjammers, Jackson?
No.
It's like, okay, never mind. Windjammers was a really big, like, sports kind of game. It's basically that, but with teams.
Okay. So you played this new game as well?
No, I was watching gameplay footage of it.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I had a different...
I'll download it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kaya. Make sure to join Team Moist so that way your wins help us.
No, do Team Kaya.
No, don't you fucking dare. Join Team Moist. we're in sixth place right now. We need to climb.
Ooh. Who's in first?
It's a god. It's all of Brazil. Like we're going up against Brazil.
Wait, what?
They're gonna fund the whole Brazilian country with government. That money. You're fucked.
It's team Raken, I believe, and he's a massive Brazilian streamer, and like the entire fucking entire nation has rallied behind him.
Yeah, you're fucked.
How much?
You're totally fucked.
How much of a head start does he have on you?
So his team started, I think, 3 days before our team started. We have been the fastest growing team. We're already up to like 84,000 wins, but his is at 430,000. So like he had a really big start.
Oh, so okay, so this is a clan thing. I thought one person got like 400,000 wins in 3 days like a maniac.
No, okay. It's a
how many members
thing.
Do you have now?
I don't think you can check individual members. I have no idea. But yeah, it's like
but
a clan.
Anyone can
war.
Join. They just like add themselves to your clan. That's pretty
But they also have to be good. They have to win, right?
Well, I mean, winning is ideal, yeah, because wins are what count. But eventually, just numbers game, like you're going to win sometime. So even if you suck total asshole, you'll get a few wins for us.
Yeah, I like that idea. That's a cute idea.
I haven't seen anything that like that, and I just thought it was so fucking cool.
Do you have any close rivalries at the moment?
Yeah, right now, I keep it Taco, kind of like a rivals. He's in fourth place. His team's got like 95,000 wins, I think, so we're a bit behind, but we're closing in.
Downloaded.
Yep.
That's cute.
Andrew, you were gonna say something?
Yeah, I felt bad. I thought we were done like twice and I cut in. Either way, I'm a bit late on this, but I would be remiss if I didn't comment on it. Sam Hyde had a celebrity boxing match with I Am Thompson, and I finally got around to watching it because we talked earlier on episodes about how Boogie wanted to fight Sam Hyde.
Yeah.
I can now 100% fully back my claim that Sam Hyde would kill Boogie. He hits so fucking hard.
I don't think Boogie wanted to fight him.
No,
I think Sam Hyde wanted to train him.
Oh, I thought they wanted the celebrity box. Wasn't that
Sam Hyde's new deal is that he just likes going around and training people now for some reason, which is great. Mm. But I think he offered Boogie to train him. I forgot what the deal was, but I don't think Boogie ever agreed to fight anyone except Ethan Ralph, who to this day is too pussy to fight even Boogie.
Okay. I might have mixed up some facts then. I thought Boogie and Sam Hyde wanted to fight.
No, you crossed wires. It was absolutely Boogie and Ethan Ralph. Sam Hyde wanted to fight Hassan. After his fight, he said the statement like, "I'm gonna hunt you down in real life and wear your skin as a coat." Yeah.
Well, the one that actually made me laugh is he goes, "I'm gonna kill him," and the commentator went in the ring, and Sam Hyde just goes, "No."
He goes, "No, in real life. I'm gonna track him down and stalk him and wear his skin like a coat." Shit was so unhinged. Yeah.
That's good.
Either way, my point for this topic was I finally watched his fight, which Sam Hyde wins. Spoilers. But it's important because Sam Hyde hits really fucking hard.
Well, yeah, he looks like he would. Oh,
he is juiced. Like,
he's
huge.
So whoever it is, Hassan, Boogie, Ethan Ralph, whoever, if he ever just wants to fight you, I would say don't do it. Those punches. Imagine,
I wouldn't blame Hassan if he put down like a restraining order or something. He probably should.
I'm pretty sure he did get into contact with the LAPD, which is a bitch thing. It's obviously a fucking joke.
I was joking, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's always in the news for this shit because they always try to blame him as a mass shooter, as like a joke and all that shit.
Yeah, it always makes me laugh every time I see that.
Me too. You'll have CNN comment like, "Oh, he's the shooter of this event." And it's like, okay, someone fucked up, whatever. But then a month later, they'll do it again.
I know. It's insane.
It's crazy.
I hate that the fact that like journalists have any sort of credibility is the worst boomerism, and I hope that shit dies with our generation. Like, don't believe these people.
Yeah.
The random schizophrenic like in my server that adds me with goofy news stories, like he has more credibility than the average blue check. Like, I trust him more.
Where are we meant to get our news from then?
The random schizophrenic in Kaya's server.
The public. Just get it from, I don't know, when you're browsing.
The public is just as bad, Kaya.
I would agree. The public is just as bad. There just needs to be
the public is not just as bad.
Where do you think the public's getting their news from, you idiot?
Just
they're getting it from the fucking
the news.
No, I'm saying get your info firsthand. If you're talking about a news article, for instance, why you read a news article that does nothing other than like quote a tweet at you?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You can just go to the original tweet source or the original drama. Whatever it is.
Dude, I fucking hate that to the nth fucking degree. I will have a question sometimes. I'll use a random example. Let's say I'm cooking, and I'll be like, fucking coriander. That's interesting. Where is coriander grown? So I'll just hop on Google, and I'll go, where do they fucking make coriander? And you'll find an article, and the article's like, where do they grow coriander? And I'm like, yeah, where do they? And the article will be 7 pages, and it'll go, coriander is a spice that you can use in your cooking.
Yeah,
it often works in this dish and this dish. I often use coriander as a fun summer treat during
it's
the fucking
Google
warmer
AdSense
months.
Because
it's fucking the worst. And then
what
eventually the answer is something they lifted off of Twitter or a quote that's one sentence.
Yeah. The answer is always just one sentence.
I hate it.
It's because it's for Google AdSense. It's because these website webmasters basically just hire like Indian copywriters to just churn out these articles all day. And
I get why they do it, because you put ads on the page, so as you keep scrolling down, you just keep reading ads. So I want everyone listening at home to write this website down. It is the best fucking thing on the planet. There's a website called Just the Recipe. And if you ever want a recipe, you plug the URL in there, and it removes all the fluff and just gives copy and paste the recipe onto the screen for you. So you don't have to read any ads, you don't have to read any journals, no blogs, nothing. You just steal people's recipes as God intended.
The fuck does that help you find where coriander lives?
Yeah, that's also that's such an Andrew thing. Like, I'll be cooking and I wonder, where is coriander from?
Yeah, it is.
I have those random questions sometimes, but yeah.
I love random questions.
Well, you've piqued my interest, though. Where is coriander
from? What was the answer?
I have no idea. That was not what I was...
Oh, fuck you, Andrew.
Okay, if you want my most random question. So, when I make YouTube videos, 99% of the time, they're random questions I think of, and then I start researching. Did you know that if Clifford the Big Red Dog took a shit, it would be about 1 cubic foot?
No, that is kind of crazy, though.
Now, that's if he's 10 feet tall, which is the canonical height of him in the live-action movie that came out last year that no one remembers. If you upscaled him to about 20, 25 feet, like a two-story house, it could be anywhere from, like, 2 to 8 cubic feet. So Clifford could potentially shit shits that are bigger than you are.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a fun little fact.
Just like how I shit shits that are bigger than, like, ants.
Yeah.
That's just how scale works, right?
But it's funny to think about how, like, Clifford is this horrible, destructive fucking monster that everyone thinks is so cute and innocent. But, like, if Clifford, like, gets horny, imagine having downtown covered in dog cum. That's fucking horrifying.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Clifford has go for walkies, and he takes piss. Like, he pisses in your neighborhood, and, like, Timmy drowns in it. Like, that's terrifying.
What a way of telling that situation. Going for a walkie.
Yeah. Imagine Clifford gets a case of the zoomies.
He said it so I could understand it, Charlie.
If Clifford gets a case of the zoomies, you lose half of downtown. It's a terrifying phenomenon. Clifford needs to be euthanized. That's all there is to it.
I thought Clifford did die.
I don't think Clifford's ever died in his movie.
It's kind of like the death of Superman. Like, he'll die, but they just bring him back.
Yeah. How do you kill something that unkillable, Jackson?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I just Google random questions and I make videos out of them. It's fun. Find out what happens.
You can kill Clifford, but you can't kill the idea behind it,
Jackson. Which is just big dog.
Well, so
big dog, big shit.
According to the official Clifford Encyclopedia, Clifford grows larger the more you love him. So if anyone's trying to kill
cute.
If anyone's trying to kill Clifford, Emily, his owner, just has to love him more, and he's powerful and he can't be stopped. You're fine.
You could technically hate him and beat him into the size of a chihuahua.
Yeah, you have to focus your hate on Clifford. That's how you kill him.
Well, his owner is also a bitch. She only loved him that much.
She's an 8-year-old girl, Jackson.
Well, I have a bit of empathy. He's not even that big.
He is fair. Pretty big.
Well, Clifford's like the worst, even in the books, not the shit I theory craft about, like, his piss and shit and, like, running into buildings. The parents had to sell their house or mortgage it to pay for his food and a place for him to live. Like, it's not cool, Clifford. What the fuck, man?
Is that his fault that he's hungry and he's big?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Emily loved him too much.
Well, he's a very lovable dog.
Oh, yeah.
That's
Emily's fault.
I mean, like, it's still scary, you know? Like, you can look at elephants and say they're cute, but if that thing turns on you, you're fucked. You're just dead.
Wait, did they really have to sell their house to feed Clifford?
Yeah, they had to mortgage their house to pay for his food. Yeah.
So you can't feed Clifford with love. He actually needs sustenance.
Yeah, he needs food, and good luck getting all of it. Like, people don't take a minute to realize the fucking logistical nightmare that Clifford is, how expensive he would be, how much physical damage he would cause. Good luck cleaning up his shit. Like imagine taking him for a walk and you have to clean up his poop. You're going to need a dumpster and a fucking hazmat
team. That's a lot of fertilizer for free, though.
Yeah, just take him to a farm.
But then, is he a good pet? He's more of a work animal, you know?
Well, they're not mutually exclusive. You'd be a good pet.
All
and a good
I'm
work.
Aiming for here is political change that makes it illegal for an 8-year-old to own a pet the size of 2-story buildings. That's all. We need our senators on this.
I don't know if I agree with that.
His height is variable, though. Like, sometimes he's not that big. Like, they did.
Well, he did say there was a canonical height.
Yeah. So there's not. In the movie, the live-action movie, he's 10 feet tall, I believe. But in the books, he's anywhere from, like, 10 to 25 feet.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's still pretty big. He's still pretty big.
It's a big boy.
Yeah, but I could absolutely, like, see him shitting just, like, randomly on the street as dogs do and, like, killing a kid or something.
Yeah, imagine you're walking down the street, you're going to your business meeting, you're checking your watch, and then you look up and a dog's anus is dropping a lethal amount of shit on you and you just fucking suffocate in it.
Yeah, but you'd see that coming, though. Like, the Jurassic Park scene where the water cup is, like, shaking, you know? I mean, he's so fucking huge.
But here's the difference. Here's the difference. He's a dog. He's also a puppy in most iterations. So he has a fuckload of energy. He's fast as shit.
That's adorable, though.
That is so sweet, yeah.
You're part of the problem, Kaya.
I honestly think if a couple of kids have to be sacrificed to Clifford in order for him to be happy, then so be it.
Might make him even larger.
I mean, think about it, too. He goes to lick somebody out of affection. Look how big his teeth are. You could easily just tear someone's arm off without even trying.
And that's... If you're going to lose an arm, that's the way to do it.
You can use them in
just don't want...
That's awesome.
No, don't send him to war. There's no love there. What the fuck, Kaya?
Oh, yeah, he'd shrivel into a raisin if he got involved in, like, the North
I'll
Korea
love him
conflict.
For every German battalion that he eats.
Imagine him coming back from Vietnam.
Does anyone remember the story of, I think his name was, not Wojak, it was something like that, but there was a bear that a group of, I think, Polish soldiers trained?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
He even got, like, a promotion. He had, like, his own uniform and his own helmet. It was so cute.
See, bears.
He used
bears
to carry around their equipment. It was adorable.
See, bears are cute. Because if a bear's going nuts, you can, like, pull out a gun or a taser or what a mace or whatever and stop it. If Clifford goes on a rampage, you are done. That's it. You're fucked.
Well, wait. You're probably fucked if a bear is angry at you as well, unless you've got a gun.
If you shoot a bear in the head... It will die. Yeah. If you shoot Clifford in the head, it's like a bee sting. He's so big.
I don't know about
Where
that.
Where do you get that information from?
So,
I see that.
Shoot him with a cannon, then.
Like, because even though he's bigger, he's still going to be just like a normal dog.
No, he's not unkillable. He's a death machine.
Just you have to smack him over the head with a large newspaper.
Like on a fucking catapult, like a trebuchet newspaper.
Throw a newspaper, yeah.
Hit him with a spray bottle.
Fire hose.
Oh, yeah. Clifford's scary. He's a scary monster. He's cute, but he's scary.
Well, so would a bear, like if a bear was his size, it would be just as scary.
If anything
scary.
Was his size, it would be scary. That's why it's his size, Jackson. That's the whole point. If Clifford was a normal red dog, I'd be like, oh, Clifford's so cute. But
that's
the fact
terrifying.
That he could, like, sneeze and collapse my entire house, like, that's, no thank you.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
What would, imagine if ants were scaled up to Clifford's size.
Oh, God.
Or even just normal dog size. That'd be fucking horrifying.
What do you think the scariest animal would be if it was the size of Clifford?
Centipedes, definitely.
Centipedes,
oh, that's a great answer.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So many legs.
That's disgusting. Ooh.
I would argue if it could survive one of those deep sea fish as well.
But yeah.
Those are bigger than Clifford, though. What do you mean? Like, you talking about, like, the deep sea whales and shit?
No, not the whales. Like, that shit you find at, like, when there's no light and it's all the way at the bottom of the ocean and they have, like, human faces and, like, 1,000 tentacles and shit.
Yeah.
One of those, the size of a building, that's fucked. It's like some bloodborne shit.
Yeah, that would be pretty fucked.
I also think, have you guys ever heard of bobbit worms?
Yeah, hey, those are the guys that just, they excrete like gooey slime, right?
Do they? I don't
Hobbit
know.
Worms? Isn't that Hobbit them? Worms?
Oh. Maybe. Ew.
Am this I thinking of the right one? What I'm thinking about is the ones that, like, plant themselves in the sand, and they're, like, they've got super strong claws.
They've got, like, a trap door hinge jaw, yeah.
Yeah. They can actually, like, I'm pretty sure they can break through, like, aquarium glass.
Oh my god.
If they were, like, real... sorry, I mean big, not real.
Yeah, good thing they're not real.
you just made me second guess myself.
Creatures.
I was like, wait,
good
are
thing
they
they're
real?
Not real. Woo! Oh my god, bet. Apparently they live in the water and they eat fish.
Yeah.
What the
Someone
fuck?
Just posted a gif in our chat of one eating a fish. You should see it. It's fucking
Holy
horrifying.
Shit.
And then they just drag them under.
It's like the Scarlet Pit from fucking Star Wars.
It reminds
and
me of
super
Peter
coming.
Do you guys remember Peter Jackson's King Kong movie?
Vaguely, yeah.
No.
Yeah,
they had
vaguely.
Something just like
I remember
this
the game.
The game was really good. I remember
the game
that game, too.
The game
was
great.
That game was like the first Xbox 360 game, and it really showed off the hardware. It just looked great, and it was fun. I remember that fucking game.
Every movie had a video game back in like 2007 on the Xbox 360.
Well, every movie had a video game from like 2010 earlier, and then they stopped doing it.
I know.
Yeah,
Rest in
I
peace,
miss
Green
it.
Lantern.
I miss it so much, man. Oh.
Yeah. But yeah, Bubble Worms are pretty scary. What else is there? What's the one you're talking about, Charlie?
In Peter Jackson's King Kong movie, you don't remember when Jack Black dies? He's, or not Jack Black. One of the guys dies. He's like eaten by all those crazy huge insects on Skull Island.
Did the Bobbit Worm remind you of that or something
yeah,
else?
Yeah, no, they look just like the Bobbit Worm. I have to imagine they're modeled after the Bobbit Worm. Let me see if I can pull up the scene.
Right, but I thought you were talking... Like, originally you said there was a worm or something that you were thinking about
Killed
guts.
There is a deep-sea creature. It might not even be deep-sea, but there's some kind of sea creature where it hasn't evolved for, like, 100 million years. It's been the exact same state because it's perfect. It's perfect.
Isopods.
No, it's one specific thing, and it's just this, like, eel-looking thing that all it does is it just secretes ooze. It just comes itself, and it has, like, all this sticky substance all over its body. So when a predator tries to eat it, it just suffocates and dies from it, and the thing swims out.
Ugh. Yeah, someone in chat said it's a hagfish, and
hagfish.
That does look like...
Yes, hagfish. Hagfish.
A hagfish?
Yep, hagfish.
I hate clicking on these fucking fishes' faces and seeing their little stupid mouths. Why do they have such horrifying faces? Look at its face. So this is like a... This is a picture of like a... I don't know, like a fucking eel or something with like a circular mouth with just all teeth. It's horrifying. I hate it.
That thing looks so stupid too.
Oh my, it's so dumb. Like, it's such a stupid thing. It hasn't evolved for hundreds of millions of years just standing on the sidelines. It's so embarrassing. It should though, like... Get eyes, idiot. Like, get hands. Literally anything. All it does is just slime itself.
You kind of need to force something to evolve, though.
To be fair,
right?
If I could live an entire life just sliming myself, it's a pretty good life.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, hagfish doesn't have to worry about taxes.
Yeah.
They just slime.
Yeah, but he's living off our tax dollars.
Oh my god, they make so much slime. Holy fuck.
No, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, where does all that
it's
slime
crazy.
Come from?
I don't know. Magic.
Yeah, what is this fucking car? Why was this car in a car accident with hagfish? Why is there so much slime over it?
You're not prepared for the hagfish.
That looks like a bukkake session.
Yeah,
what? No, hagfish is fucking crazy. Yeah.
Hagfish like attracted to cars or something? How did that happen?
He probably drove through like a hagfish pond, and that's just the aftermath.
Knowing that, he drove through one hagfish.
Yeah. Maybe.
Breaking news, everyone. 2K just got hacked.
Oh my god,
the users changed their store passwords. I wonder if it is the same guy.
Wait, what? Like, just now?
Apparently, yeah, 2K Games got hacked. Hey folks, please read an important message from our customer support team.
Well, 2K? Wait, 2K? Wait, 2K?
Yeah, 2K. 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 NBA 2K. Yeah.
Well, wait, isn't that... Rockstar's parent
That's Take
company?
Two, you fuck.
Oh my god.
And the episode, I'm done. I can't work with this fucking guy.
What an amateur.
Yeah. 2K is, Borderlands and stuff like that as well. Right?
Yeah, Gearbox is the developer, 2K is the publisher.
Ah.
Wait, it doesn't
seem so bad.
What did, when you look at 2K Games, it says the founder is Take Two. Like the parent organization is Take Two.
That's what
you
I said.
Fucking
Jackson, you're so dumb. You didn't know that? Oh my god.
Jackson's right again. Somehow.
I completely fucking forgot about that. Holy shit. Oh my god.
How did I manifest that?
It would probably make sense if they jumped from Rockstar to Take Two.
Yeah, that would make
sense. Yeah, like
then.
A virus. That's how it works. Well, I guess it would.
Well, no, it's a good target, because he's making demands and ransoms, and he's like, hey, look, I'm fucking serious. Fuck you. Fuck my dick.
Hmm. Well, I guess we'll have to see how it pans out.
Yet. Mm-hmm.
They should, as a prank, fill their support emails with hagfish.
Who do you think... Who do you think is going to be the next target in the great game hacks?
Hmm.
Who's got
Team 17...
Oh, why? You don't like Team 17, right?
No, he likes worms.
Yeah, but
yeah,
they've not made
it.
A good one in decades, so...
Yeah, they just
yeah,
made
they
a terrible
get
one.
Fucking hacked.
Alright, Kai's hacking Team 17. Confirmed. What about you guys? Who do you guys want to see hacked next?
Want to see?
I guess, yeah. Kai took it in that direction.
Probably EA. Fuck them.
I want something that would give us information on something we don't currently have, as opposed to just like some vengeful thing. And I'm trying to think of what I'd like to like know about. Probably Bethesda. See what the status report is on the new Elder Scrolls.
That's a good one.
I haven't even.
I would like to see Fall Guys get hacked, just because I want to know what their like revenue is and how many active players they actually have. I want to see some internal analytics. I'd be curious.
Someone in chat had a really good one. 343 Industries. I would love to be a fly on the wall for their like internal memos and stuff like that.
They get hacked, and that's the most. That's the most activity the game's seen since then. Like, there's been no work done. It's just completely static files that haven't been modified in 8 months.
You know, what would be another really good one. The studio that made the Saints Row reboot and just leak all of their design documents and all of their meetings on how they thought that was a good idea.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
See, we're more interested in like the studio business side of things as opposed to games.
Well, I mean, they're more interested in pandering than actually making a good product.
Have you played it yet, Andrew?
No, I watched the first hour to see if it like looked fun to play.
And it's not fun.
It looks so fucking boring to actually play.
Yeah, the game's absolutely miserable to play. But like I said, if you want to play it, I'll let you know my account so you can give it a try.
I very well might. I might just speed run it for the story, because the story had me laughing the whole time. It's just so bad.
Yeah, it just falls off towards the end, though. Like, he stops talking about student debt, you know, and then I don't care anymore, because if it's not about student debt, then I can't relate.
There's no emotional
part that got me. So the jokes I was making was, like, student debt, because that's what I saw. But then actually watching the game, he, in the span of an hour, the main character makes 7 jokes about, well, whatever I got to do to pay my rent. I'd do anything to pay my rent. Oh, man, I can't believe the things I do to pay my rent. I counted. He does that 7 times. It fucked me. That's writing these days.
Goddamn right it is.
Yeah.
And don't you forget it.
Fuck, all it's right. So relatable. You're right.
You guys ready to wrap?
Think so.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All right. Thanks, guys, for listening to this episode of The Official Podcast. Patreon.com/TheOfficialPodcast for bonus episodes, as well as early access to our main episodes that come out. You can also listen to us on audio platforms, Spotify, iTunes, all of that good stuff. Links are below. Feel free to give us a solid rating if you're so inclined. It always helps out. We appreciate it a lot. And we'll see you next week.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Don't get hacked.